guys are 5-2 for the first time since 2003. You know, what's that mean to you in your second season in this team?
It feels good. Yeah, you know, I say kind of every week we win. We're happy with where we're at for sure. Especially going into this bye week, that was the goal 2 weeks ago when we lost to Seattle, was to win the last two, go into the bye week 5-2, and we're here now. And we did it, and after a win like that, it feels good. But I think again, like I've said before, we're never really content. You know, we're happy with the way we played, but we expect to play well, and tonight that showed.
You guys kind of struggled to score touchdowns in the red zone. Tonight you were getting back in the end zone. What was working so well?
Obviously, I think we ran the ball well. I mean, Todd's been doing what he's been doing the whole year now, and up front we've been really, really good. And then we pass protected well, like we have been all year. Guys got open, tried to find them. You know, we still think left a couple out there where we'd like to finish drives for sure. That's something that we'll be really focused on heading into the next 9 weeks, the last 9 weeks of the season for sure is finishing those drives. But you know, you score 33 points, you're pretty happy with it.
Do you feel like you guys have made a little bit of a statement about being a legitimate playoff contender?
Call it whatever you want, man. We're just trying to win games every week. Like I said, I don't think we're ever content with where we're at. 5-2 feels good. But offensively especially, you know, we've got a lot of things. I was talking to guys before the game. I was like, how do we think we played? And we're like, oh, we played okay offensively. We thought we played okay. I mean, we ran the ball really, really well, especially at the end there. But a lot of things we can clean up offensively, which is the exciting thing. And then you look at the defense and hold a team to zero. It's pretty nice offensively to be able to play with that as well.
How do you feel like 2 minutes left in the first half and you have no timeouts and you end up with 10 points after that? Is that where the, I don't want to say turn, but is that where you really kind of took command?
Yeah, it was big there at the end of the half, you know, getting that turnover there and finishing with a field goal and the one prior, having a touchdown and with Todd there. And, yeah, it was a big turn there for sure. And I think it's indicative of who we are, though, just kind of being ready at any time and seeing our defense play so well tonight is so fun to watch. And it's just they're a good group over there, and they're tough to beat, and happy they're on my side for sure.
What do you think you did well tonight, and what do you think you did
well? I would say I thought I took care of the ball well besides the one play. You know, that play is one that's going to probably stick with me and bother me for a little while because it was just a dumb play, dumb throw. And something I can't do there. We would have been turnover free without that, I believe. And so that's one that I would like to have back. But besides that, I thought I managed it pretty well and was able to do my best to get Todd going there and try to spread the ball around. And ultimately, we protected well and was able to get rid of it pretty good.
How about the read option?
Like, yeah.
Kind of take us through that. And
your hand
okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a little swollen, but it's fine. I've been begging him to call that for a long time now. For a few weeks, keep calling, call it. And so when it came in, I was like, all right, here we go. And sure enough, the read was there, and we blocked well downfield as well and was able to punch it in.
Have you ever done that? Have you done that before? I mean, did you do that in college at all? Or?
Score a touchdown running?
On a read option, that kind of a...
I scored one in college my freshman year against Portland State, I believe. Yeah, one. One on a read option.
When you're running the ball, when you're out there exposed, I mean, do you change your mentality in terms of you're now a running back, or you got those guys closing in?
I don't know. What it looked like? I don't think I looked very athletic out there. But no, I thought you know, I don't know exactly who was blocking the safety there. I can't remember, but whoever it was blocking them well, and then you know I just tried to find the little seam there at the end and push it in, and you know, got up and really didn't know what to do with the celebration, so just kind of threw it to the center there, threw it to John, and it was a good play.
Jared, what's it like for you out there when you know John Sullivan gets hurt and then it's Austin who comes in? What's the transition like for you, only you know, play-wise, but also just your relationship with John and
yeah. Yeah, it's always tough. You know, you see a guy like John go down, a guy that, you know, works as hard as he does and is as important to our team as he is, and so it's tough for sure. You know, he does a lot of stuff up front that goes unnoticed that is really, really helpful for me and everyone on the line. But Austin, again, did a great job stepping in. He's done it twice now. And his ability to come in there cold and be able to kind of just pick it up on the move and not really hit any speed bumps along the way is really, really impressive.
I don't know if you mentioned Todd, but just now through seven games, what's it been like? I mean, he's been more than 100 yards on the ground consistently and then obviously in the passing game.
Yeah. Whenever he's getting going, it obviously helps our whole offense. You know, we I love handing them off the ball and letting them run. I mean, there's nothing better than that, you know, let them go. And then obviously it's going to open up the pass for us a lot more. And so, you know, anytime we can get him going, we want to. And I think it's a testament to the guys up front. Ultimately, you know, I think he'd say the same thing. It's nice having the holes he's having now and him doing the rest. I mean, there's definitely the play, the touchdown he had was not an easy run. And for him to finish that off is really good.
You're typically coming to press conferences in a nice dress shirt and jeans.
Yeah. You like this one?
Are you going out tonight?
No. No, I've had this suit lined up for a little while now, coming to London. but no, I just didn't have anything else to wear.
Jared, do you have a word for your fellow quarterback, Carson Palmer? He's out for 8 weeks with a broken arm.
Oh. Yeah, I just had heard that a minute ago, and terrible. I mean, you hate to see that happen to anybody, especially, you know, another quarterback and a guy that I respect tremendously. His game is really, really impressive, the way he plays, and I think a lot of the little things he does go unnoticed to, you know, guys that don't play quarterback. So, you know, wishing him the best in his recovery, and I'm a big fan of his.
Jared, when you get a 16-play, 80-yard drive there at the end, just 10 minutes, give us 10 minutes, you guys get a touchdown to sort of put that game on ice. How did that kind of come about there?
Yeah, that was a good one to finish the game there. It felt really good going down. How long was it?
16 plays, 80 yards.
88, how many minutes? It was probably about 10.
10, 16.
Yeah, felt like about 10 minutes. And we kept converting those third downs. And I think, you know, Malcolm coming in there was huge. You know, Todd had a bunch of runs under his belt at that point. So might have been a little bit worn down. And having Malcolm come in there fresh and able to, you know, pop some big runs there at the end was huge. And then, again, you just talk about the O-line, what they're able to do, especially late in the game. Just, you know, being as good as they are, playing and play out, and late in the game like that is so important. And, you know, they take a lot of pride in it. And then finishing off with a touchdown is huge. And it was a good way to finish a game that, you know, we maybe didn't feel great about before that.
Jared, just now that you can look back, kind of how you guys did London this year compared to last year, how do you view the two different ways to do the trip?
What we did this time was way better. Way better, I think. Just the way we scheduled it out. And, like, you know, when we were flying, when to sleep, when not to sleep, and all that stuff. Well, we felt good. I think you ask anybody, we felt really, really good yesterday and the day before and all the way throughout the week in Jacksonville. Yeah.